Governor Doug Ducey has activated the National Guard and ordered all restaurants in counties with confirmed cases of COVID-19 to cease dine-in services. In a series of announcements last night, Ducey also ordered a halt to all elective surgeries, delayed expiration dates on state driver's licenses for residents over 65, and closed bars, movie theaters, and gyms in affected counties.
As of 9 a.m. this morning, the Arizona Department of Health Services reports 63 cases of the coronavirus in 8 counties here in our state. The governor had previously resisted calls to shutter businesses as the state battles the spread of the virus, leaving individual cities to make the calls themselves, as Phoenix, Tucson, Tempe, and Flagstaff at least did. At a press conference this morning at St. Mary's Food Bank, Ducey cautioned that this is just the beginning, but kept a positive tone.
We don't have any illusions about this fight. We are in this for the long haul. I think it's important that people begin to think of this as a marathon and not a sprint. But the steps we have taken today and each day after will save lives and ensure we come back stronger than ever. Of that, I've never been more confident.
And that's Governor Doug Ducey. The patchwork of orders across the state had some officials calling for uniformity, but the decision also leaves a great deal of uncertainty for the business community. Joining us now to talk more about that is Glenn Hammer, president and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce. Glenn, did the governor take bold and quick enough action?
The governor has handled this just right. And, you know, our cities, I want to first applaud our cities for also stepping up and tailoring partial closures to meet the needs and the health security of their citizens. The governor came in at the right time when he had a chance to see what other cities and localities were doing, and when he had a chance to evaluate the CDC guidelines and to tailor an order that still gives flexibility across the state, meets CDC guidelines, and keeps as much of the economy going as possible. So right move at the right time by Governor Ducey.
And what have you heard from businesses so far? Do they feel like this is necessary? Do they agree with you that the governor waited the right amount of time?
I would say most businesses understand the severity of what we're facing. In my view, this is Katrina times 100, but for all 50 states. So the first thing we need to do is to make sure our citizens are protected. And we are very fortunate to have Dr. Kara Crist leading the charge in the response to the coronavirus. She's battle tested. She's done this for some of the other viruses that have spread, such as H1N1. And she's doing a very, very good job coordinating all of these different resources. Look, you know, at the end of the day, this is extremely painful economically. I mean, when you're talking about reducing the services and the employment for bars, restaurants, movie theaters, I mean, between restaurants and the tourism industry, you're talking over 500,000 jobs in Arizona. That's a lot of people that are going to lose their job or see reduced work hours. So I believe that the governor did a very good job of balancing out health, the economy, and he acted with it in a way that is consistent and, in fact, in my opinion, builds upon what a number of the cities have done.
Glenn, bigger picture, this had been a really booming economy for Arizona, and now we're hitting a point where it clearly won't be, at least for a while. Can Arizona's business community withstand this if, in fact, it is Katrina times 100? What will it take for businesses to get back in shape? And let's say, if we're being optimistic, if this is just an impact for a few months.
Well, Arizona's economy entered this catastrophe at the strongest point it had ever been in its history. More jobs than people to fill them. It was all about workforce and skills, skills, skills. Our state budget was at its best point in its history. $1 million in the rainy day fund. And let's just say it looks pretty prudent that the governor fought to get every penny of that $1 billion rainy day fund in the piggy bank. Yes, we can and we will come back. When I say that this is Katrina times 100, Katrina passes. This is the mother of all natural disasters. But how we handle this in terms of our economy is going to be extremely important. And when you look at the 50 governors in the 50 states, Arizona has the best business governor in the country. This is the guy I would want leading us out of this economic difficult time and back into regular programming, which for Arizona meant a booming economy.
Considering this huge impact that we've already seen, would you like to see businesses get certain assistance, not even from the feds, but even if it's possible from the state, to make sure that a lot of businesses don't go under, they're able to survive the next few months?
Steve, absolutely. On the federal side, and that's really where the real dollars are going to be on this. I mean, there's a conversation of a stimulus package of between $1 to $1.6 trillion. And I would say this is the go big or go home time. I mean, the American economy is going to depend on Congress acting boldly and wisely. And I'll just say that I am very pleased that we have a congressional delegation led by our two senators that are working this problem very, very hard and are in constant communication with the business community. We held separate conference calls earlier in the week with our senior senator Sinema and Senator McSally. And the senators personally and their staffs could not be more helpful in listening to our input as to what we need to revive what will be a heavily hit Arizona economy.
And that is Glenn Hammer, President and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Glenn, thank you as always.
Steve, thank you.